In this bulletin, the future of Australia's quarantine system for overseas arrivals expected to dominate a national cabinet meeting. Western Australian authorities detail post-lockdown restrictions. And in sport, the Tokyo Olympics chief refuses to resign after saying women talk too much in meetings. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. State and territory leaders, federal health officials and Prime Minister Scott Morrison are due to meet today for National Cabinet. Leaders will discuss new COVID-19 cases in Western Australia and Victoria, economic recovery, vaccine rollout logistics, seasonal workers, border restrictions and caps on international arrivals. But the future of Australia's quarantine system for overseas arrivals is expected to dominate talks, with some calling for a federal program to be established. Some leaders had proposed alternatives to hotel quarantine, including having facilities based in regional hubs to prevent COVID-19 outbreaks in major cities. And Western Australian authorities have announced post-lockdown restrictions for the Perth and Peel regions. A five-day lockdown will be lifted in the Perth, Peel and South West regions tonight if no further local cases of COVID-19 are identified. But interim rules will continue to apply in the Perth and Peel regions until the 14th of February, including the mandatory wearing of masks in all public settings, except when strenuously exercising outdoors, a 20-person gathering limit in homes and a maximum capacity of 150 people in hospitality, entertainment, retail and fitness venues and at weddings. Premier Mark McGowan says he's sorry for any stress or inconvenience caused by the lockdown.
But we're asking everyone to play their role and help keep our state safe. We all have a responsibility to do the right thing here. This has been an extremely disruptive week, and I expect the next 24 hours and the following week will still be challenging for many people. I wish we could just snap back immediately to the life we had last week.
Meanwhile, Victorian health authorities are expected to receive the results of genomic sequencing of the state's latest COVID-19 case today. The results will reveal whether the Australian Open quarantine worker is infected with an international variant of coronavirus and may provide more clues as to how he contracted the illness. The fragments of COVID-19 have also been detected in Queensland's Yeppoon sewage catchment. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says continued detections are becoming more concerning. It comes as the state government prepares to release a report today into last month's Brisbane hotel outbreak. In other Australian news, the number of homes destroyed by an out-of-control bushfire burning in Perth's southeast has risen to 81. Strong winds continue to disrupt progress as firefighters enter a fifth day of emergency response. The blaze continues to affect communities in the Perth Hills, while also preventing evacuees from returning to inspect the damage to their homes. Department of Fire and Emergency Services Deputy Commissioner Craig Waters says conditions are making it very difficult to control.
The fire is still uncontained and uncontrolled. Going forward, the strong winds will pose firefighters some trouble, and however, the consistent wind direction will enable us to hopefully get a handle on not having to deal with outbreaks in unexpected areas.
The bill banning LGBTIQ+ conversion practices has passed the Victorian Parliament 27 votes to 9. The Change or Suppression Practices Prohibition Bill makes it illegal to try to change or suppress a person's sexual orientation or gender identity in Victoria. It also gives the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission power to investigate reports of conversion practices and refer matters to police. Equality Australia's Chief Executive Anna Brown has welcomed the result.
You know, my hope is that not only will this law educate and build awareness about the harm that's caused by these sorts of conversion practices or therapies, but also encourage young same-sex attracted or gender questioning people from all backgrounds to be comfortable as who they are, because they know they live in a country where being gay or transgender is just part of the natural spectrum of human sexuality and gender.
The head of the Tokyo Olympic Organising Committee has refused to resign over derogatory comments he made about women. Yoshiro Mori is staying on as committee president, but has apologised for saying women on boards talk too much.
The statement made at the Japanese Olympic Committee yesterday was an inappropriate expression, contrary to the spirit of the Olympics and Paralympics. I am deeply remorseful. I would like to withdraw the statement. I would like to apologise for any unpleasant feelings.
See what the weather's like this Friday around the country. Fine and sunny in Perth, a top of 28 degrees. Showers and a windy day for Adelaide, 20. Rain and storms, windy as well in Melbourne, where it's 27 degrees today. Rain developing, 26 degrees in Hobart. In Canberra, showers increasing, 29. It's partly cloudy in Wollongong today, 26. Mostly sunny in Sydney, 29. Much the same for Newcastle, 31. A partly cloudy day, 30 degrees in Brisbane. A shower or 231 for you in Cairns, and 31 as well in Darwin, with showers for you and a possible storm. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS Newsroom. And don't forget our podcast, SBS News In Depth, for more analysis and special features.